Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ken Starr died. Thankfully, he didn't die the Clinton way. Bum, 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 bum. He avoided suicide. 2 bullets to the back of the head. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. Great news today. We are doing a show. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Wall Street laying off. Goldman Sachs has already begun the carnage. I'm just giving you some things to think about, points to ponder here. Don't worry, Biden's going to replace those great Wall Street jobs with dishwashers and maids from Mexico. So all is good in the economy. Here's how this reads. Goldman Sachs is planning on cutting several hundred jobs this month, making it the first major Wall Street firm to rein in expenses amid a collapse in deals volume. The bank is reinstating a tradition of annual employee culls, which have historically targeted between 1% and 5% of lower performers in positions across the firm. At the lower end of the range, which is the size of the expected cull, that means several hundred jobs cut at the New York-based investment bank with 47,000 employees at mid-year. Now, I just want you to know, during the time of Trump, those jobs were not being cut. These are good-paying jobs. The stock market was shooting up. And now, in case you haven't noticed, the stock market is taking a drop. 1,200 and something points a drop the other day. I don't even pay attention to it anymore because, honestly, I took my money out. But, wow, what a big drop in the Dow. On the COVID front, as far as more of the scam goes, New Zealand dropped all of its COVID travel restrictions. They were probably the most draconian of all the countries in the world. I had been wanting to go to New Zealand because one of my friends played golf over there and said, Kevin, there's one of the most beautiful golf courses in the world in New Zealand. He goes, at some point, you got to play it. Well, as it turns out, that particular person who told me that, he passed away. But as it turns out, one of my rich friends has a deal over there. He says, Kevin, my wife and my son play all the time over there, and they love that course. And I go, it's got to be the course. So he goes, well, if you go, I'll get you on. You know, who's going to pass that up? So anyway, the country's been so locked down, you just couldn't get in. New Zealand and Australia, like I said, just the worst on the planet. New Zealand, the worst. Well, they dropped all the COVID restrictions. Apparently, they got the memo that the fleecing of the world is over. Now, this is what I want you to understand. These are the people that were so just completely shut down economy, shut people out. And now just suddenly, okay, it's open. As an American, it drives me crazy that there are bureaucrats who can say, you can no longer do this or you can no longer do that. That bugs me. The idea that your freedoms can be yanked away in a blink of an eye. The snap of a finger, which is what I just did, because you can't see me blink my eye. But you get what I'm saying? Doesn't that drive you crazy? That there's a handful of people that can control what happens. Insane. It's insane. Anyway, Elon Musk might be having a good laugh because Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket exploded on the launch pad. Ouch. I mean, these guys are neck and neck. They're, you know, competing and not necessarily in the same things, but in terms of innovation and what they've done to the world. I mean, Elon Musk has given us electric cars. He's given us SpaceX. He's given us this new satellite technology that will let you have full-blown fast access to information anywhere on the planet. This is in the country. I'm telling you, Kenny, my director, he's got he's out in the boonies now. He moved from Cleveland out into the boonies. And he says, man, I got this thing with whatever they call it. I don't know what it's called. But Elon Musk, it's a satellite system. He says, man, it is as fast as cable. No disruptions, doesn't care what the weather is. He goes, this thing is rock solid. I'm impressed. I haven't seen it. But one of my other friends, his name is Jeff, he takes one. It's a portable one. And when he's in his Airstream or whatever they call it, he takes it out into the country. He goes, when I go out there for solitude to work, he goes, I set that thing up. I got rock solid internet in the middle of the forest. I mean, this is a game changer. Get rid of, what's it called? Iridium? I think it's Iridium, right? That you can get satellite. And yes, I think it is Iridium, because when I was at a deal in Canada, where I flew in to go, I'm losing my mind here. We went to go fishing off the coast of Alaska, and we had to helicopter over to this island. There was no communications. The only thing we had was an Iridium phone, and it was like a 20-second delay, and it would drive you crazy. You're like, hey, how you doing? And you're thinking, well, anyway, and then the next thing you hear is, great, how are you? if there's a 20-second delay, trust me, it drives you crazy. So long story short, this system eradicates that. You have phone service, I can't even tell you how good it is to have that. Anyway, long story short, you got these guys competing. Elon Musk is taking the communications to a whole nother level. He's sending satellites into space his own. He's got the electric cars. He's got battery technologies and a host of other things that he's doing, right? And then you got Bezos, who's innovating supply chain. He's got, you know, these smart DCs and all this other stuff. And he's also got his rocket. I think the new super evil, you know, whatever, super battle of the Titans is no longer buying football teams or basketball teams. It's who can have the most space rockets. Doesn't it seem that way? Anyway, Bezos has no problem getting his rockets off the launch pad. I'm sorry, not Bezos. The other dude, Elon Musk. But Bezos, his rockets are exploding on the launch pad. He's like the North Korea of Titans. Anyway. Oh my gosh, I stumbled through this section, didn't I? People listen to the show. Is this the guy y'all want me to listen to? I promise you, folks, it gets better. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, you listen to.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, it is good to talk to an audience of people that didn't take puberty blockers. Welcome, folks. When I speak to leftists, it's like talking to little cherins. It's like talking to little babies. Now listen up, y'all. It's not all the way that you think. You know, you gotta handhold leftists. They're just obtuse. They don't even understand basic logic. I'm talking basic stuff. If you explain, I'm not even going to give you examples because you've dealt with them. And I'm going to tell you something. My children at the age of 5 were smarter than y'all, people would think I'm playing. I'm truly not joking here. My children at the age of 5 were smarter than the average 30-year-old leftist. I could go higher. Let me give you a statistic. Google this. At the age of 5, my children were smarter than 98% of all leftists of whatever age. And I know you're saying, Kevin, these people are college educated. They're sophisticates. They're intellectuals. Whatever. I'm telling you, my kids by the age of, don't even give me going to age 12. By age 12, every one of my kids was smarter than any leftist I know. It's a fact. You can Google that. It will come up. It's in my Wikipedia, too. No, seriously, these people are stupid. And I love it when they love, you know how you know when somebody's stupid? When they love to tout their degrees. Well, I have degrees. And now, my producer's going, you talk about your degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I do. I talk about them, but I'm not talking about them to say that I took logic courses. I only have a BS. I got a BS degree in all those different things. I don't have PhDs and all that stuff. I'm saying when people are, you know, like, I have a PhD in so-and-so and my master's is in blah, blah, blah. Okay, I kind of caught myself. But I don't brag about my degrees, you know, because I did a show, just so we can be clear. I did a show, and I told you guys, I was a decent engineer, but I wasn't the best engineer. I worked with some amazing engineers. Rob Lowe. Rob's name was Lowe. What was the other guy? I can see it's Hank. Hank? Walter. Walter Ford was my first engineering manager. Walter was an amazing electrical engineer. Olin was a tech. I worked with some guys, man, that knew what they were doing, and I worked with some absolute, I'm talking about super design engineers. I can't remember all their names, but Dennis Smith ran one of the, I'm saying these names because I want people to know, these people check up on me. They don't, you know, it's not like I can say something that, oh yeah, Kevin, if I'm wrong, they will call me out. They will send notes on Facebook. My staff will be like, Kevin, you ain't all that in a bag of chips. And I'll say, you're fired. You're fired. I don't want to have to fire people. So I bring these people up because I want you to know who they are. Anyway, but the point I'm making is that you people are very bright, and they are not. The other side is not. And they cover it up with their degrees and the people that they know. And, oh, yeah, I was hanging out with so-and-so and so-and-so, this, that, and the other. So here's what I want you to understand. And I talked about this a little bit the other day, too, because we covered the royals. And I said, the royals in your life are people that don't have ties. They don't wear crowns. They don't live in palaces. The people who are royal to you are the people you can count on. The people who've given you sage advice that you've taken and you go, wow, it works. You've watched their character, etc. Tell me what it is. And I'm not going to get onto the royals kick, but tell me what it is that makes these people royal. Would you, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, what's royal about that train wreck? Nothing. Royalty is when you say to yourself, that is a person I admire. That is a person I espouse to be like. You know, and by the way, there's many forms of royalty. You may have somebody you emulate at your job because they are so good at the job. They may be slovenly. They may not dress well. They may not be good with people. But Hugo, man, that Hugo, that dude that we keep in the lab, that sucker is smart. You may have just this crazy conversation, and he has all kinds of tics. He's all... But it doesn't matter. You're like, that dude is eight. And then you go somewhere else, and you maybe you go out to have a drink, and you see somebody at the club, at the bar, and you go, man, that Ted, that guy knows how to dress. Wow. He's amazing. Somebody else may be just great with people. They're a conversationalist. You don't know much about them, but when you see them in their environment, you learn from them and you go, what? Wow, look at how that guy, he's so at ease. This, that, and the other. And here's the deal. Once you get to understand these people, and you go, let me tell you, I'm going to cut to the chase because I want you to understand. When you find Hugo, the dude in the lab, you know, that's got the hump on his back and all that, probably needs to go see Dr. Pimple Popper. But whatever his ailment is, he owns it. You see the dude in the bar and he owns who he is, et cetera. Let me tell you what you're going to learn about him. I'm going to break it down for you. You might want to call a friend. What those people are, is you'll find out that's who they are. They're genuine. That's why they're at ease. Hugo doesn't care if you don't like him or his hump. He knows he's good at his job, and that's all he cares about. He's not trying to impress you. The other guy, he doesn't notice you. the dude that dresses, the snappy dresser, or the person who's got a great personality. They aren't noticing you. I mean, I'm not saying you're not worth being noticed. I'm saying they aren't trying to put on for you. It's not a show. That's the deal. Anyway, that's why when you talk to leftists, they get so defensive so fast. You want to know why? I just told you. But I'll tell you again. Because they're putting on. They're putting on. It's a show. And they're like, hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look how smart I am. Look how pretty I am. Look how beautiful things are. Look at how perfect my life is. And they want you to believe that. And if you're smart, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how great people you meet. Life is not perfect. Now, what perfect people do is they say, I know how to adjust to an imperfect situation. Let's just use a metaphor, okay? What, shall we? Shall we? It's like golf. I hear guys all the time go, they hit a ball, whoosh, and it's a decent shot. And they go, oh, man. And I look at them and I go, what? What did you expect, Tiger? You know? And they're like, what? I go, you hit a good shot. It landed on the green. I know you wanted it perfect, but you do know what golf is, right? It is how good you hit bad shots. It is rare that you hit the perfect shot. Even for the pros, these guys, I mean, as good as they are, they're hitting, you know, 80% of the time they hit an adequate shot. 20% of the time they hit the shot they want. And I'm just kind of, you can Google that, but I don't know if that's going to be legit, but you get what I'm saying. I tell people golf is a game of good misses. You rarely hit the ball the way you want. Such is life. Life is about good misses. It's not going to go the way you think it is. It's how well you adjust. And conservatives, give yourselves a hand. You know how to adjust.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Together we reached an agreement, that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
President Biden speaking at the White House, cheering a tentative deal averting a national railroad strike. Biden and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh helping to broker the agreement. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic about the recent decline in monkeypox cases.
Over the last several weeks, we've been pleased to see a decline in the growth of new cases here and abroad, though there are areas of the U.S. where the rate of rise in new cases is still increasing.
New data from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year mortgage fixed rate is now just over 6% for the first time since 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I should keep a file of the things that I'm right about, but I don't want to do that because there's no sense rubbing it in your face that you agree with me for the most part, except for a few of the brain dead that call in from time to time or report to me from time to time. But for the most part, we are in agreement. We are in accord. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. As if I need any more vindication, folks, Denmark says no more COVID vaccines for people under 50. So they've come to the conclusion that if you're under 50, you shouldn't get the death poke. I guess maybe they want to preserve posterity. They want a future for their youngins. Soon it'll be everybody under 80. And soon I'm going to tell you something. The COVID vaccine is going to go the way of the ghost. It'll be like the flu vaccine. Very few people get it. I don't know how many people get the flu vaccine, but it's not many. It's only the very afraid. Look, the human body is frail, but it is built to God built you so perfectly. I swear, it's such a true story. My oldest son would tell me, say, Dad, he goes, you know that there are only a certain man is like, he says, where do you think man ranks in running, you know, 26 miles versus animals? And you think, well, pretty low in terms of average speed. You think pretty low, right? Because you have dogs, wolves, antelope, hyenas, various cats, etc. Horses. Man is up there, like in the top three. Man can outpace the average animal at a certain speed. Like men run marathons, it's say something like 15 miles an hour, 26 miles. There are few animals that can do that. I was shocked to learn this. The human body is made so well. It'll blow your mind. So, you know, we got all the things we need to survive for a certain amount of time. And I'll tell you something. When you're young, you want to live forever. As you age, you know what happens to your brain? The elasticity goes away. But aside from that, your brain goes, ooh, my body is starting to shut down. You feel it. You can feel your body getting tighter, you know, less supple, all the things. And eventually you get to the point where you go, you know what? I don't think death is going to be that bad. I'm just saying, your mindset changes. That's why God is not going to let you look beautiful and stay supple and all that into your 80s or 90s. Your body starts to shut down, and you start to look at yourself and go, ooh, I don't look like I did in my 20s. So you can say, you know what? It's time to go. You don't want to be the old dude at the nightclub. Imagine this. Imagine you were 80, but you looked 25. You looked 30, and you were still hanging out in a club. Would you really want to be hanging out in the club with the mindset of an 80-year-old, even though you might look 25? The short answer is you shouldn't. Anyway, I'm off target. I want to talk about this inflation report. Inflation, folks, sizzling hot. And they expected that it would moderate it in August, but it didn't. Because gasoline prices, even though gasoline prices dropped a little bit and the supply chain improved and the cost of travel fell, inflation remains sizzling hot. 844-551-8255. If you want to compliment me on that sizzle. Oh, man. So Joe Biden is giving his speech the other day about the inflation. And while he's giving it, the Dow is going through the roof. Here's CNN reporting on it. Dropping. The Dow is dropping. Not going through the roof. Going through the floor, I should have said.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Yeah, that is a reason to celebrate for Biden. Mission accomplished. He's torpedoed the market. By the way, the market had gone back up, boop, and one day it gave back all its gains. Now, look, you can follow the trend lines and go, oh, you know, this is good. Yeah. But I want you to hearken back to the days of Trump. And I told my friends this because I got some of my friends to invest. I said, man, you better get this money while Trump is in. Buy QQQ. Watch it go up, get a few stocks that, you know, I handpicked them, went up like crazy. And I said, because if Biden gets in, once he got, cheated in, I said, it's over. I go, your gains, the only thing you can do is, like, for example, it dropped 1,200 points. If you want to get in now and hope that it goes back up and play it before it drops again, you might make 2 or 3 points on your money. If you have enough money to do that with, that's fine. Because it's not going to, kind of crater, but you're not going to get the gain. With Trump, it was steady, man. You put it in there, you could go on vacation, you could be Rip Van Winkle, wake up at the end of 4 years, and you made a crap load of money off of Donald Trump. Not with this knucklehead. No way. But I love how Allison Camerota said, Joe Biden claims he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. Big Pharma under Joe Biden got over. These people are still throwing away vaccines. What did I just tell you earlier? Denmark not going to use the drug, the death poke. Now they can't even give this thing away. They got it. It's now literally with the same flu sign. It used to be separate signs. Get your COVID vaccine here. Now it's get your flu or your COVID vaccine. It's all on the same sign. It's starting to disappear. Go. You don't have to believe me. Go Google pharmaceutical companies throwing away COVID vaccines and watch how many vaccines, millions and millions of doses thrown away. Why? Well, the effective date is gone. Hey, little secret. Don't tell anybody. It never had an effective date. Inflation, folks, sizzling hot. Joe Biden sizzling hot. You want to know why? Because he can't get people to buy in to the Inflation Reduction Act. People are recognizing it for what it is and for who he is. The pathological liar selling snake oil. So here's Joe Biden trying to convince people that, to do the right thing.
Think about what you'd think about at the time. Think about how you'd feel if you didn't have the insurance and didn't have the money. It's wrong. It's not who we are.
What cracks me up is, welcome back, folks. That's Joe Biden trying to tell you that this is good. You've got the money to cover all of his inflation. Think about what you think about. Right? That's a Kamala Harris. Well, did he steal that from Kamala Harris? Think about what you think about.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me process that. Let me think about what I think about. These people are so insane. Think about what you think about. And he's telling you, what would you do if you didn't have the money to adjust for this? I mean, he's trying to convince people. Trying to convince people that inflation is good. And he's adamant. He's upset that we don't get it. Think about what you should think about. Let me tell you what to think about. Some of you are really, I know you're getting this. I know you're going, you know, in a crazy way, Kev, it makes sense. I get it. Think about what you think about. Joe Biden's upset with you. He can't sell. Look, inflation's sizzling hot. They said this. The consumer price index, which got released. It said it could be a bit messy since headline inflation is expected to fall. Get this. While core inflation, excluding energy and food, should rise. So they don't know how to celebrate because we got massive inflation. They want to parse it. Well, energy went down and a little food went down a little bit, but the core inflation went up. So still costs you a crap load to live. And, you know, and whatever else that this represents core inflation, and they're trying to sell it. See, there's no selling this. They should just come out and say, look, guys, we are in a high inflationary period. We're going to try to get our arms around it. And we've made some policy moves that may have been counter to doing that. But we are working on the problem. They can't say that. They got to make you, oh, it's your fault. And you got to understand, this is not inflation and this is not a recession. And so what? That the old definition of recession was this. And as what happens with all leftist policies and what leftists get upset about. Is when you know, they can't convince you that they're right. They're defensive. Let me ask you, when do you get upset? Do you get upset if you're right about something? If somebody says, you took the bread, you ate the last piece of bread, and you go, I didn't eat the last piece of bread. Why would I get defensive if I didn't do it? If I ate the last piece of bread, and I don't want you to know I ate the last piece of bread, and you're accusing me of it, and I'm not sure if you know, that's when I'll get defensive, because I know I'm guilty, and I've been caught. But if you're not guilty, you're not going to worry about it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Horrible inflation report. Horrible. The Biden administration will do anything they can to spin the bad news, and they can't figure out how to spin it. There's no way to spin the news that everything's up. That Joe Biden has starved out the nation's poor. He's made the middle class feel very poor, and the only people who are immune are the super rich. Mission accomplished, Joe Biden. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Consumer price index was expected to fall, but core inflation went up. In other words, the stuff that you use all the time, there's no impact. And by the way, there won't be. So Joe Biden got mad. I played a clip. It's a short clip, but we'll play it again. I want you to understand, this isn't a guy assuaging the nation over, look, things are going to improve. No need to panic here, folks. We'll get it all together. Here he is. He's chastising.
Think about what you'd think about at the time. Think about how you'd feel if you didn't have the insurance and didn't have the money. It's wrong. It's not who we are.
So it's the insurance that you're getting. And is he talking about Obamacare, whatever? You know, if you don't have that insurance, let me tell you something. Obamacare is a disaster. He knows it. But I always like how the left does what they do. They say, it's not who we are. It's not who we are. I want you to think about these little catchphrases, these little worms. That's not who we are. What do you mean? I could tell you who we're not. There are many things we're not. We're not monolithic. Maybe it is what some people are. You know, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. I rolled the dice on insurance when I was younger. I had my own company. I couldn't afford to have insurance and pay my employees. So I didn't. I didn't pay myself, and I didn't have insurance. I rolled the dice. If I died, I wouldn't blame America. I wouldn't blame insurance companies. I wouldn't blame the hospitals. I'd say, you roll the dice, dude. I looked at the statistics in my mind, and went, look, you're 28 years old. The likelihood of you getting something debilitating, you're not jumping off of mountains and things like that, you probably are going to be okay. And I was. It's everybody that rolls the dice, some of them come up craps. But we take an educated thing to do, you know, a chance here. Joe Biden wants to put the safety net in for everybody, because isn't that how it works? We're all going to be safe when the government comes in and takes care of us. And oh, by the way, that's not who we are, to roll the dice. That's not who we are. It is exactly who we are. It is exactly who we are for somebody to get on a ship, sail across a, you know, big ocean, land on this continent and say, you know what, I'm going to plant my flag here. Then go to war with warring tribes that said, you can't come take our stuff. Is that not who we are? Then say, you know what, we'll go buy us some people that will help us settle the land, so you buy slaves and then you mistreat them, whatever. Is that not who we are? It is who we are. It's what it took to found this nation. And then you know what we did? We started correcting. We corrected all these things that we were not who we are. But you know what we still are? What we remain? We remain adventurers. We remain people willing to take chance, risk takers. That's who we are. It's 100% who we are. Now, we may have adjusted our style. I don't want to go take over anybody's land or beat anybody up to take. Well, I'd beat some few people up to take their houses. I ain't going to lie. There's some nice houses out there. You white people know how to live. So I would contemplate it, but I wouldn't do it. Okay? Let's just be clear. It's not who I am. It's not who we are. But there's a lot of it that Joe Biden's talking about that is who we are. I get sick of these guys. They act like so sanctimonious. You know, that's not who we are. It's a catchphrase for him. Let me tell you what they are. These are people who will set your house on fire to get the land with you in it. And that's not who we are. They are the most vile creatures on the planet. And don't believe them for a second. They will throw you under the bus because it is who we are. That's who they are, not us. Because you can't be a conservative and want to take something for nothing. So Joe Biden's angry. He's angry that we don't accept Obamacare. He's angry that we don't accept that the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't reduce inflation. Here's Pelosi trying to sell this thing to the public at a press conference.
Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all, for our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So that's an applause line. Thank you, she says to Biden, for making us stronger, fairer, and safer. Safer, stronger, fairer, safer future for our children. You couldn't lace more nonsense in one sentence than that what Pelosi did right there. Are we stronger? With this gay military and Joe Biden going picking fights and picking wars, are we stronger? Is it fairer? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you work on election integrity as I do, there's nothing fair going on here. Is it a safer future? Do these people look at crime statistics and where they govern? No wonder she had to ask for the applause line. With your extraordinary leadership, this wouldn't happen? Leadership? No wonder she's going, listen, you need to clap. But here's what's interesting to me about that. One, she's got to cue people. She's got to cue them. If he did all that, don't you think they would be like, oh, yeah. She didn't. She had to cue them. And then when she did, what did the minions do? Oh, yeah, okay. You know, why don't you just pay the audience? Oh, wait. Maybe they did. So, the inflation report comes out. Stock market takes a tumble. Here's what they said. Stock market fell sharply after a key August inflation report came in hotter than expected, hurting investor optimism for cooling prices and a less aggressive Federal Reserve. And what they're telling you is this. Prices are not going down. Shrinkflation will continue. By the way, there's a commercial that comes on. This is so funny. There's a bar, you know, one of these like protein bars, and it's like, say, 4 inches long. And the advertisement for the bar, I don't remember the name, but they say, we've cut the bar in half. Now you can get a mini bar. They call it a mini whatever the thing, you know, like mini snack. And my joke that went through my head is, hey, listen, what you could get for $2 for the big bar, we've now cut in half. So now you can get a mini version for $2 now. In other words, the price is going to stay the same. We're just going to cut it in half. And I know it doesn't sound funny, but it was funny to me because I was going to present it like it was on QVC. Like, hey, listen, you used to get, you know, twice as much. Now we're going to give you half as much for the same price. Where are the orders? Let the orders begin. But that's essentially where we are with Joe Biden. You're watching him cut the bar in half, leave the price the same, and try to convince you that you're still getting value. Here's what they said. Dow Jones slid 1,276 points, 3.4%. Closed at 31,104, roughly 105. Just five stocks in the S&P finished in positive territory. Think about that. You're talking about 500 stocks, and only five of them finished in positive territory. Tech stocks hit particularly hard. Facebook parent Meta skidding 9.4%. Giant chip maker Nvidia shredding 9.5%. Here's what I love this part. The drop erased all of the recent rally for stocks, pulling the S&P back towards its September 6th close and causing some traders to glance back at mid-June when the index fell below 3,700. Get this. I think we may even go back and retest the June lows, UBS Director Floor Operations Art Cashin said. What he's saying there, folks, is we didn't hit rock bottom. He says there's nothing about this market, all the key indicators, nothing about the market. It makes people go, ooh, I should feel optimistic. Do you think Joe Biden's looking at this and saying, you know what, I need to course correct? They said the August Consumer Price Index report showed a higher than expected reading for inflation. Higher than who expected? I expected higher. Every indicator that the experts thought would happen was exceeded downward by Joe Biden in this last report.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.